News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A police constable was among four persons arrested for allegedly raping a minor girl with the help of a woman at Bonigam Kazigand in Gulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. The rape was detected during the course of a medical examination where she was found pregnant. The arrests were made after a man filed a complaint alleging the rape of his daughter in the Damjin area of the locality. Soon after, an investigation was launched. Besides Constable Kiafat Ahmed Malik, the other accused were identified as Zahur Ahmed Mir, Ejaz Ahmed Shah and Shabruza. Police said the accused police personnel was not on duty when the offence was committed, neither did the crime take place on police premises. In addition to criminal proceedings, departmental proceedings have also been initiated against Malik, an officer said. In a statement, Kulgam police said strict action would be taken against the offenders, regardless of their position or rank. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee on Wednesday attacked the BJP, claiming that the party is out to change the history of several places to suit its agenda and will impose a totalitarian regime that will dictate what people should eat and how they should dress. Without naming Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Banerjee said that a good-looking man from Gujarat has predicted that the BJP will win 68-70 of the 91 seats that went to polls in the first three phases in the state, but actually it will not get more than 25 seats. They, that is the BJP, have renamed stations having great past. They have renamed a cricket stadium after the Prime Minister. The day is not far when they will change the name of you and me. They are out to change the history of places to suit their agenda, said Banerjee in the last of her election meetings of the day. The Chief Minister of West Bengal, however, did not mention any rail station or place. On February 24, the newly refurbished arena in Ahmedabad's Motera area was renamed as Narendra Modi Cricket Stadium. It was earlier called the Sardar Patel Stadium. Likening Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Shah to dictators like Hitler, Mussolini and Donald Trump, Banerjee claimed that they want to impose a totalitarian regime which will dictate what we should eat, how we should dress and what we should think. Don't let them come to power in West Bengal. Addressing a public meeting in Toliganj Assembly constituency in Kolkata, she alleged that the BJP was behind closing down of a heritage fair like the Posh Mela of Shantiniketan and levelling of false charges against Nobel laureate economist Amartya Sen. Banerjee said that a good-looking man from Gujarat predicted that the BJP will win 68-70 of the 91 seats that went to polls in the first three phases in the state. She did not name Shah, who said earlier in the day at Domjur in Howrah that the BJP is confident of winning 63-68 seats in the first three phases of elections. The same person had got 15 seats in Chhattisgarh after predicting 65 seats in 2019, one-third seats in Maharashtra after predicting two-thirds. Even by a conservative estimate, the BJP won't reach beyond 25 seats in the first three phases in Bengal, she said. The TMC leader charged Modi and Shah with running a syndicate which can fund countless choppers and chartered planes to ferry 1 lakh BJP leaders to Bengal for poll campaign and book all major hotels in Kolkata and elsewhere for their stay. On Modi addressing her as Didi O Didi in a sarcastic tone in his poll campaigns, Banerjee said that he does this as he considers her a threat to his party. He is free to address me that way 100 times. It will only make me more important and belittle him, the TMC boss said. Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat on Wednesday said that China is capable of launching cyber attacks against India and that there is a capability gap between the two countries when it comes to technology. In an address at the Vivekananda International Foundation, he also said that India's leadership displayed political will and determination to uphold vital national interests. in the face of unprovoked assault on its security and dignity. Remarks seen as an apparent reference to the border row with China in eastern Ladakh. In response to a question, he said the biggest differential between India and China lies in the field of cyber domain, adding the neighboring country has been able to invest a lot of funds on new technologies. General Rawat said that a capability differential has come between the two countries over the years, and that China has a lead over India on technology. We know that China is capable of launching cyber attacks on us, and that it can disrupt a large amount of our systems. What we are trying to do is to create a system which would ensure cyber defense, he said. He said the aim has been to create firewalls to deal with the cyber attacks, and that the issue is being addressed in a serious way. The CDS said each service has its own cyber agency to ensure that even if they come under cyber attack, the downtime and the effect of the cyber attack does not last long. What we are trying to do is to create a system which would ensure cyber defense. We should be able to overcome cyber attacks and continue with our systems, either through an alternative or preventive means through firewalls, he said. I would unhesitatingly say that the Navy is far ahead than the Army and the Air Force, as far as the way they are imbibing technology, General Rawat said. He also referred to evolution of India's military and said the country must come out of the temptation of looking at the Western world for security solutions, and instead tell the world to come and learn from its vast experience in dealing with diverse challenges. Preliminary results from two experiments suggest something could be wrong with the basic way physicists think the universe works, a prospect that has the field of particle physics both baffled and thrilled. Tiny particles called muons aren't quite doing what is expected of them in two different long-running experiments in the United States and Europe. The confounding results, if proven right, reveal major problems with the rulebook physicists use to describe and understand how the universe works at the subatomic level. We think we might be swimming in a sea of background particles all the time that just haven't been directly discovered, Fermilab experiment co-chief scientist Chris Polly said in a press conference. There might be monsters we haven't yet imagined that are emerging from the vacuum interacting with our muons, and this gives us a window into seeing them. The rulebook, called the Standard Model, was developed about 50 years ago. Experiments performed over decades affirmed over and again that its descriptions of the particles and the forces that make up and govern the universe were pretty much on the mark, until now. New particles, new physics might be just beyond our research, said Wayne State University particle physicist Alexei Petrov. It is tantalizing, he said. The United States Energy Department's Fermilab announced results on Wednesday of 8.2 billion races along a track outside Chicago that, while ho-hum to most people, have physicists astir. The muons' magnetic fields don't seem to be what the Standard Model says they should be. This follows new results published last month from the European Center for Nuclear Research's Large Hadron Collider that found a surprising proportion of particles in the aftermath of high-speed collisions. If confirmed, the US results would be the biggest finding in the bizarre world of subatomic particles in nearly 10 years, since the discovery of the Higgs boson, often called the God particle, said Ida El Khadra of the University of Illinois, who works on theoretical physics for the Fermilab experiment. The point of the experiments, explains Johns Hopkins University theoretical physicist David Kaplan, is to pull apart particles and find out if there's something funny going on with both the particles and the seemingly empty space between them. The secrets don't just live in matter, they live in something that seems to fill in all of space and time. These are quantum fields, Kaplan said. We're putting energy into the vacuum and seeing what comes out. Both sets of results involve the strange fleeting particle called the muon. The muon is the heavier cousin to the electron that orbits an atom center. But the muon is not part of the atom. It is unstable and normally exists for only 2 microseconds. After it was discovered in cosmic rays in 1936, it so confounded scientists that a famous physicist asked, "Who ordered that?" Since the very beginning, it was making physicists scratch their heads, said Graziano Venanzoni, an experimental physicist at an Italian national lab, who is one of the top scientists on the US Fermilab experiment called Muon-G2. The experiment sends muons around a magnetized track that keeps the particles in existence long enough for researchers to get a closer look at them. Preliminary results suggest that the magnetic spin of the muons is 0.1% of what the standard model predicts. That may not sound like much, but to particle physicists, it is huge, more than enough to upend current understanding. Researchers need another year or two to finish analyzing the results of all of the labs around the 50-foot track. If the results don't change, it will count as a major discovery, Venanzoni said. Separately, at the world's largest atom smasher at CERN, physicists have been crashing protons against each other there to see what happens after. One of the particle colliders' several separate experiments measures what happens when particles called Beauty or bottom quarks collide. The standard model predicts that these beauty quark crashes should result in equal numbers of electrons and muons. It is sort of like flipping a coin 1,000 times and getting about equal numbers of heads and tails, said Large Hadron Collider beauty experiment chief Chris Parkes. But that's not what happened. Researchers pored over the data from several years and a few thousand crashes and found a 15% difference, with significantly more electrons than muons, said experiment researcher Sheldon Stone of Syracuse University. Neither experiment is being called an official discovery yet, because there is still a tiny chance that the results are statistical quirks. Running the experiments more times, planned in both cases, could in a year or two reach the incredibly stringent statistical requirements for physics to hail it as a discovery, researchers said. If the results do hold, they would upend every other calculation made in the world of particle physics, Kaplan said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com, and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.